I want to know. We're going to go into the thought process here.
Adam Silver is coming to you and said, you're going to play.
Welcome to Hoop Chuck Basketball Podcast, where it's all about raising your game so your coach won't think you're lame. And now your host, Moses and Troy Horn.
What is up, everybody?
Hi.
So, guess what?
What?
Derrick Rose is back.
Yes.
How do you feel about that?
He never left.
Yes, but he was away for a little while, right? He was thinking about retiring. That was our whole last podcast. That's what we're going to talk about today.
It's like, I'm thinking about making $1 million. It's like, you're thinking about it, but...
But why do you think... So, let's get... Because today we're going to talk about, you know, what possibly could have happened to make him want to do that. And, of course, you know, I think it's, you know, just, you know, being kind of, I guess, troubled by the injuries and stuff like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And just the mental, the mindset that goes along with being injured multiple times, possibly throughout your career, right?
Right.
So I just want to know, I mean, because this is a conversational piece here, what do you think it was? I mean, if you had to guess. I mean, we're all speculating because nobody has really talked to Derrick Rose or to the Cleveland Cavaliers or, you know, any of his family or any of that stuff. But what do you think it was, possibly?
You know, he's done this before with the Knicks.
I didn't know that, but you told me that. So what? When did he do it with the Knicks? When was that? What happened?
Somebody else told me that, and I haven't really researched it that much.
Oh, so you're just spouting facts that you don't even know.
No, it's not facts.
Fake news.
Oh, my God. No, I'm saying something that I know happened, mm-hmm. but I don't know why it happened.
Oh, so are you sure that even happened?
Yes.
You are sure?
Yes.
Okay.
So they don't know why he left in the office. So you haven't done any research, so you don't know actually why he left. Right.
Right.
Okay, well, he's done this before. He's a repeat offender. I think, you know, it kind of goes back to the whole idea of, you know, and I say it again because we are like, I promise you guys, it's like, it's been kind of crazy. I mean, you practice like pretty much every day, and I drive you to practice every day, sometimes twice a day to gyms or whatever that we do. And so I want to just come out and say I apologize for our sporadic posting since basketball season starts, but it's kind of crazy. But I think that a lot of this has to do with just mental training, mental toughness. Like you guys were practicing the other day, right?
Okay.
And you guys were running with Jason, right?
Right.
Jason Richardson. If you don't know who Jason Richardson is, Google it. Slam dunk champion in what?
2001, 2002, I think.
Yeah. Monster, played in the year 15, in the league 15 years. Anyways, he was challenging you guys to work on your mental
toughness,
right? Now, you know, you guys are 12, 13 and whatever, and, you know, maybe you don't have the mental toughness yet, and, you know, and everyone's kind of betting on the, as soon as testosterone kicks in, you guys will be more aggressive and blah, blah, blah. But I think that there's something that people are really missing, and that is, again, why not train for this? It's like we read in the book, what is it called? The Talent Code, where people train for visualization, they train for everything. So I just want to know, like, out of your, why do you think people don't train for a mindset? If you had to guess.
Either they don't know about it, or they just, you know, just didn't think about it.
You know what I think it is? I think that people don't think it actually does anything. I think people put a lot of weight in the physical stuff, but not so much in the mental, like, you know, stuff. And I think it's funny because when you go to the league, you see a lot of guys are getting, you know, like a sports psychologist is what they call it, right? So why not do it now? I don't know. Well, as far as Derrick Rose goes, he's back, which is awesome, right?
Right.
And he's playing with the Cavs, right?
Right.
And guess who's coming back in a little while? In a couple of weeks.
Isaiah Thomas.
Thomas.
I don't know.
What's going to happen when Isaiah Thomas comes back?
they're probably going
to
kill.
They're going to run through the league. And I want to just go and shout out to all the people that were like, you know, I'm in a couple of Facebook groups out there.
Oh, my God.
And these are talking about Kyrie is the man. He didn't need LeBron. Look at what the Celtics are doing. I just want to point out, the Celtics did this last year, didn't they?
Yes.
Yeah. And what happened to the Celtics in the finals? I see what happened to the Celtics in the finals. LeBron James. That's what happened to the Celtics in the finals.
In the finals?
Yes.
In the conference finals? Yeah.
Yeah. What happened to them?
They lost.
Yeah. Why'd they lose? LeBron James. I don't know why people just can't get over the fact that LeBron James is the most dominant player in the NBA right now. People just want to hate on the dude. Why is this? People, if you know, please write in and let us know why people can't just say, look, LeBron is the Michael Jordan of the league right now. Let's all embrace it and let's know that it's happening. Do you believe it's happening? Oh, Lord, you're one of them. Okay, never mind. You mean, how's there a pause? How is there a pause?
Because LeBron's great when he wants to be great.
But that doesn't mean he's any less great.
He'd be greater if he just did it all the time.
But he's the greatest right now. Right now, if you had to look around the league and say, who would I want? Okay, if you were to say, look around the league, and it was you're playing a two-on-two, okay?
All right.
You got to pick one person on your team. Who are you picking?
Depends what's the other
team. No.
What is the other team?
If you want to win, you don't get to know who the other team is. You don't get to know.
Because if it's like...
It could be... I don't know. It could be, what's the guy, Porzingis? No, he's Porzingis, healthy, and who else? And I don't know. Lonzo Ball. Or Porzingis and, I don't know. Kyrie. It could be anybody. Who are you picking? You have anybody in the league to pick. I want to put you against on. Who are you picking?
Against whoever. Porzingis and
whoever
Kyrie.
It is. Whoever, it could be
Give
anybody.
Give me a scenario, no, dude. Because if it's all bigs.
Okay. The commissioner, Adam
Silver,
comes up to you and he says, Moses, you have a chance to win $10 million. You can pick anyone in the league to play with you, and you don't know who your teammate, who the other team is going to be, so you got to pick one person to play with
LeBron
you.
LeBron can be on the other
team.
No.
You can pick any one person to be on your team against these other two guys, against another kid your age, let's put it that way, and some other player.
Okay, you
know
what?
Who are you going to pick?
I think it's kind of scary because at this point because choosing LeBron is 50-50
Here's the thing. No. I don't want to go into the thoughts process. I want to know.
I don't want to hear your thoughts here.
Adam Silver is coming to you. He said, you're going to play this other kid. You look across the court. There's a kid, you know, about your size, whatever. You're like, okay. And he's going to pick one NBA player, and you can pick one. You get to go first. Who do you got?
C.
Nope.
We're going into the thought process
here. Who do you have?
I don't want to hear the process. I want to analyze.
No, I don't want to analyze. Analyze your own time. You got 10. Okay, and he said you have 10 seconds, and then the other kid gets to pick first.
Well, one, we pause two, time here.
Three.
Four, oh, my God.
Five. Six.
Can we please just go into the.
Eight,
oh, my God.
Nine. 10. You really had to think that long about who you picked?
I'm trying to talk through. What I want to say, can I say something?
Sure, go ahead. Say what you're going to say.
All right. So choosing LeBron is a 50-50 chance. Mm. You know why? Because LeBron might not show up. Now, I love LeBron, but KD kind of killed him last year. This year, he's killed KD. Mm. But that's just because LeBron's angry. So what if LeBron's
okay, I'll tell you
like,
what.
Oh, hey, what
he
that's
says,
good.
He says,
yeah.
He says, you get to win and you get to choose angry LeBron or anybody else?
Angry LeBron.
Oh, so you're going to go with angry LeBron.
Yes.
Okay, so there you go. That's what I'm...
See, just normal LeBron, I don't know what he's going
to
come with.
Right, but you get to choose angry LeBron. You're like, I'm all in. It's like, that's no-brainer. That's a quick choice.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what it is right now. It's like, I don't understand it. But anyways, so D. Rose is back, like we said. Isaiah's going to be back in a couple weeks. They're going to be just... stupid, ridiculously good, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. So here's what I'm gonna say to you guys. The whole point of this podcast is kind of just to have a talk about mental toughness and stuff like that. But I think a lot of parents
Kevin
struggle.
Kevin Love's back.
I don't think he was hurt, was he?
No, he was just not doing well. Oh, yeah.
He was hurt. He was hurting them out in the rim with them bricks. Anyways, let's get one of those back. So here's what we're going to say today, guys. You know, again, anything you can do outside of your daily routine to kind of help yourself or your kid work on their mental toughness or their mental focus outside of the gym, with visualizing or, you know, what else do we do? We do visualizing, we do writing down our goals. Mm-hmm. What else we do? Go back and listen to the game ready tips.
Yeah.
And sign up. Oh, because when it comes out, the people that are signed up get a deep discount on the
yes,
the
it's thing. Like $100 discount.
Don't tell them everything.
Hey, all right.
Good grief. Anyways, they get a discount on the product when it comes out.
And, well, we gotta tell them so then if they get signed up, we have to.
Well, it's gonna be a surprise.
All right.
Well, the thing is, see, this is the thing. We want people in there all that right. actually want to get better. We don't want people just, you know, just kind of like thinking about it. No, I'm just serious. It's like, I think, you know, that's funny because I think that there's this culture of, you know, let's be nice and make it comfortable for everyone. And, you know, I want everyone to, you know, win. It's like, you know, I'm going to go on record saying I only want the people to win that want to actually work. There, I said it.
All right.
I said it. Cool. I only want the people that want, if you want to work, I want you to win. If you don't want to work, I don't want you to win. I want you to get right out of the gym.
All right.
So anyways, let's go over to GameReady.com. Go over to HoopChalk.com/GameReady. And put your name in there. I promise you guys that are already on the list. We're almost done with all the product and everything. We just got our PDF downloads. Now I'm building the website and putting it all together. It's going to be great. So as we go into the Christmas season, you have anything that you're wanting for Christmas?
No.
No? You no. good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Getting ready to play this weekend? Are you excited about that?
Mm-hmm.
Got two games today or 2 days from now?
Yeah.
Are you going to get some buckets?
Yeah.
Are you going to win?
Yes.
Yes. Look at that. See? It wasn't like, if you guys rewind back to the first one, it was like, I don't want to say I'm going to win because
yeah, but
I don't
want to
hurt anyone's feelings.
There was a moment in time. See, when you go.
One moment in time. What happened in your moment in time?
Jeez.
Yes.
All right, here we go.
What happened in your moment?
So, there's a moment in time. So, you kind of get a different mindset when you play with a circuit team that's actually good.
Okay, so who's the circuit team that you're playing with that's actually good?
Billups.
Oh.
Billups.
Billups Elite out here. Chauncey Billups.
Yep.
Playing with them, and you got Jason Richardson over there coaching you guys. You got
Jason Richardson's son.
Right. You got Coach Elton doing it. Coach Jackie. And what's the different mindset that they have?
You know, it doesn't matter what you're going to do. We're just going to go out there and destroy you. It doesn't matter how good you are or how bad you are. That's why we're saying, you know, if you wanted to be not competitive, don't go to the league. Because, you know, I had, oof.
What?
Our easiest, our most tough game, we won by 30,
mm-hmm.
our first three games. And our easiest game, we won by 98.
Right.
So it's like.
Because what? They were like, hey, yeah. We're going to keep scoring points because
yeah,
that's.
Yeah, we're like, it does not matter how far.
Right, we're going to keep working on our
game. Stealing it from them and just kept on. It was funny.
Yeah. So you won by 30, then the last one you won by 98. Nice job. So how are you guys going to feel when you go to Portland? You're gonna see some dudes out there. You guys are going to still get buckets?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Quick answers. Anyways, so we have a game this weekend. Have a great time this weekend.
Yeah.
Everyone who's listening, again, do yourself a favor. Go to hoopchalk.com/gameready and sign up because I promise you the thing is coming out. And
I know. We promise.
It's a lot of work with the
it's
with
coming
the
out
and everything.
On December. Wait, where? When is it coming out?
I'm going to try to make it on the
15th. Is it a Christmas miracle?
Yeah, it'll be a Christmas miracle because, man, putting together a website is something. But it's going to be out here pretty soon. I promise. We're almost done. So thank you guys so much for listening to this podcast episode. Next up we have, do you remember who we have? Do you?
Wes Pfeiffer.
Yes, from where?
Northern Arizona.
Nice. That interview was actually really cool.
I know.
I was like, hey, Wes was like laying down some really great knowledge, some great information. It was just It was just really great, really, really good stuff. So you're going to want to tune in on Monday when Wes's episode comes out and download that episode. You guys, Wes Pfeiffer on Monday. Make sure you download it. We're going to let you guys go. Thanks so much for listening. We will talk to you soon.
Yep.
See you in the next episode with Wes, Coach Wes Pfeiffer.
That's like the first time you're going like next up or whatever.
We're actually going to do it here in a few minutes.
Oh. I thought I was off easy, so. Next up, Wes Pfeiffer from Northern Arizona. This was a very great podcast. Can't wait for you guys to listen to it. See you there.
Thanks for listening to the Hoop Truck Basketball Podcast at hoopchuck.com.